Microphone check. Does my mic sound nice? Yes, it does. Welcome to this week's episode of It's About Damn Time. We focus on the real journey to being 1% better every damn day. Welcome to this week's episode of It's About Damn Time. I am Jared Dam, back in the building once again. And if you're new here, I got you. It's About Damn Time, the podcast about self-discovery. It is my self-journey. I'm on the road to building a better me. And hopefully through these conversations and revelations, you too can build a better you, because we're in this together. All right. Now, as I am trying to be 1% better every day, I got to tell you, the journey's hard. All right, first, let me start with apologies. I was not able to record an episode for this week. I know I owe you a follow-up on my challenge. Had to go down to Louisiana and get my parents in line, man. Raising parents is hard. Raising parents is very hard. I enjoyed the time there, but look, they don't listen. They don't listen. So. A lot of doctor's visits and, you know, supplements and recommendations and nutritional overhauls, and hopefully they are doing things properly now. Probably not, which means I'll probably be back next month. I do want to do a couple of things. One, I want to give you an update on my previous challenge of no apologies, you know, to stop overthinking, doing the things that I want to do. Tell you how it went, tell you how it's continued to go, tell you the lessons that I've learned from it. And two, I just got to get some shit off my chest. And it all ties with the no apologies and the stop overthinking and to live your life on your own terms. So first, let me talk about those few days, that five-day challenge. Shit's hard. The shit was hard. And I feel like it shouldn't have been, but if you've been conditioned for 45 years to overthink and you know, have conversations with other people without their input, because you already know they're going to say, so you're going back and forth with overthinking and living for other people so fucking much that when you have time to make your own decisions, hey, what do I want to eat today? What do I want to do today? Hey, I got 3 off days in this five-day challenge. What am I going to do and how I'm going to make the most of it? For me, it was that first day off. I was like staring at the lights. I didn't know what to do. Now, luckily I had a doctor's appointment, which that didn't go well, but that's pretty much being 9 months without medication and being diabetic. It's not going to be good. Now, as I get myself back on track and they had to shake off the results of that, I had to just make simple decisions, like what I'm going to eat, like what do I want to eat, not what I'm settling on eating, because in me thinking about it, I had to think, I settle a lot. I guess I could eat that. It was a 20 minute decision to decide I want to eat breakfast food for lunch, and I did it. It was delicious, but it was just more to it than that. Am I going to go here? Am I going to go there? Am I going to do work? Like podcast work, because it's my passion. It's what I like to do. Am I going to just kind of relax a little bit because I need to kind of recharge a little bit? Am I going out to spend money, even though I don't have a whole lot of money to spend? Or do I just treat yourself, like, you know, they say on Parks and Rec? The decisions were starting to, you know, swim in my head. And luckily I had people that were listening and people who I talked to and friends that were like, hey, you know, they made, you know, simple suggestions about not necessarily directing me on what to do, but directing me on how I could make those decisions. And I took all of them in stride and kind of implemented a lot of them as a mixture. The reality is, what grade would I give myself in regards to this challenge? Probably C minus. I could do better, but I didn't flunk. I saw the growth. I saw the choices that I made. I was proud of it. But I wanted more. See, just because I want to be 1% better every day doesn't mean that I, well, that's the goal. You know what I mean? I think I want to be 100% better every day, but I know it's not realistic. But overall, yeah, I'd say I was successful. But it really didn't hit me. Even though I had those days and I had the week where I was at in Shreveport, and I came back last night. I'm recording this on Sunday. So I came back Saturday night. And in my return, I didn't hit me until I started cleaning up this morning. Where does this overthinking and being so apologetic to everything and not living your life for your life, what's the root of it? And sure, I can see that it's generational. I see how my mom still does it at 70, almost 71. I saw how my grandma did it. I kind of see how my daughter does it now. But it hurts me. But it's got to be more than this generational. So as I was cleaning, two things came to mind that are probably the cornerstones of it. People pleasing and a scarcity mindset. Two things that I have talked about on this podcast. But those things shape how I interact with people, how I make decisions, what I do with my money, my time, my energy, my soul. These things, because I don't have a handle on them, are keeping me from being the best person I can be. I spend so much time trying to keep the peace and lower tension. And even though I may not have it, or may need to allocate money to other places and do other things, I'll try to do whatever I got to do with people in my life just to keep the peace. That no longer serves me anymore. And to be honest with you, it hadn't served me for years. But I'm tired now. I want to project myself and being the person that people expect me to be. And it's not over some of that's validation, but a lot of that is because of legacy. It's because when I'm dead and gone, will I be remembered? How will I be remembered? I miss my dad immensely. But the memories that we have, it's a lot of them bad that, I'm sure the good outweigh the bad because I love them. But on a scale, so in my mind, I want to have that scale go towards Jared was the best. I love Jared. Jared did this, Jared did that. But why? To please others? To hope that they might remember? And trying to hold on to money because I don't know how long I'm gonna have it because I'm too busy trying to please up. I I think overall, I've been apologizing for who I am as a person for decades. With the scarcity mindset and people pleasing. Or maybe because I have a scarcity mindset and I want to please others, I've been apologetic and not truly living my life. There are things that I want in life, things that I want to do, things that I want to just own, just have, that I deny myself time and time again. Because I got to have just in case money, just in case somebody needs me. Just in case Brooklyn needs something. Just in case my mom needs something. Just in case, you know, my friends need something because they're struggling. I'm struggling. And I have been for at least 3 years. And for me, I am tired of pretending. Why? So people won't help me? So people won't think a certain way of me? So if I go out on dates, I can try to impress them? Not even knowing and living the life that I want to live. In 2020, I wanted to start a sunglasses collection. I ain't bought a sunglasses since 2021. Not a sunglass case. You get sunglasses online for $20 if you know they look nice. You can go as high as $100. Oh, I did buy one that was $100 and I fucking lost it. I never told anybody that. I want to get more into colognes because I couldn't wear colognes as a child. I don't tell people that because I don't have the money for it. Not regularly. And two, I don't want them to buy anything for me because I feel like I have to please balance the scales. Scarcity mindset, people pleasing. I got to balance the scales because you're being nice. I'm tired of living like pretending for others. Why? For acceptance? For love? Did I feel like I didn't receive? My dad was the way he was because he didn't receive the love that he should have gotten. Because he was basically born in a fucked up ass situation. I'll spare you the family tree drama. My mom the same way. And I'm literally carrying that, even though that wasn't the case for me. I was loved. Honestly, I'm fucking loved now, even though I downplay it. And I carry that. And as I carry that, and the way I maneuver through life, my daughter is carrying that. You see how fucked up that is? Trying to live a certain way to please certain people. I don't have it. Like I said, financial struggle since 2022, since my dad died. I ain't been the same since. What I record, what you see right here, literally the nicest part of my apartment. I got an old dresser in my bedroom that I got from my dad before he moved out of Atlanta. The couches that came with the end tables, I have nightstands. So they are buying nightstands in my room. The end tables are my nightstands. The TV you see in the background, that shit don't work. It broke. My bed sits on a fucking floor. Even a desk that I'm currently projecting right now is broken for years. I don't invite people here, mostly because I'm an introvert and I like to isolate. But the other part of it, because I don't, and people in the circle of people that do come here, the people that know me, like the people that know me, that really know me, not has known me, has been acquainted with me for years, and they may have known a version of Jared in 2006 or in 2015. The people that really know me, they know all of this. And they come in and they're like, Jared, you are overthinking. It ain't that bad. It's you. If people are coming over, they ain't coming over. If you want amenities, you go fucking somewhere else. They come to visit you. They come to see you. And what I say? Ain't nobody coming to see me, Otis. I had a recent conversation. They basically told me I wasn't doing enough. I know shade of that person or anything. It's because you have a certain perspective and you don't know me. And I don't do a good job at knowing myself and projecting exactly who I am. So part of that's my fault. And I'm proud of me because there was a time where communication like that would have sent me into an overthinking spiral. It would have sent me into a place where I start questioning. And I still do a lot of introspective looking into myself. Am I the problem? What am I doing? How can I be better? Hence the reason for the podcast, people. And I still did it. But a year ago or 2 years ago, or even 6 months ago, that would have sent me into a spiral. Now, granted, some of the people who know about that communication told me to lift my head up. They said, we know you. That ain't you. Mama and Mike giving me love and hugs, saying thank you for taking care of us. My mama thanked me like 8 times a day while I was there. Just for being there. Just for loving her. Just for sacrifice. Just for support. Because that's what I do. The issue is, while all of those people that poured into me to tell me to lift my head up was good and was appreciative, the issue is, I shouldn't have needed it. Because if you are true to you and know who you are as a person, you don't need the encouragement of other people. It's icing on the cake, but the cake is you. The cake is what you feel about you. You got to decide how you feel about you. You got to take a good long look in the motherfucking mirror and look and see how you feel about you. And when I look into the mirror, I don't know. If I'm being honest, I don't know. Some days, yeah, hate the shit. Some days, yeah. And honestly, if I'm being fucking honest, I don't even care which one I pick. Just pick one. Stop flip-flop. If you feel like you ain't shit, just feel like you ain't shit the entire time. You know what I mean? The problem is, I don't. So if you don't, you might as well pick the one that you are, who they say you are. For most of them. Some of them still gonna go hate. Some of them still not gonna understand. Some of them still are going to not see the overall perspective. And that's okay. How do you see you? That's the only thing that matters. Look into that mirror and see who you are. Assess it. Think about it. Not what you do for others. Not the time spent. See who you are. So when somebody comes with a wild ass perspective and give it to you, it rolls off your motherfucking back. Because you know who you are. And that's what I got to get to. That's where I got to be. I got to live with no apologies to this day. It can't just be 5 days. It has to be a lifestyle change. It has to be the new way of life, because how I lived the last 45 years, if I sit there and say, Jared, are you happy? The answer is no. So is the alternative to keep living like that, even though you're not happy? That makes no sense. And we do that shit. As individuals, we do that shit because we're complacent in that. That's all we know. Doing that will be different. It's scary. It's change. What if I fail? What if I revert back? You're human. It's 1%. I've been trying to hit the home run my whole year. Just get on fucking base, dude. My whole life, I've been trying to hit the home run. Just get on base. So as I close, otherwise I'll just keep running for another 20 minutes. I feel like this one was a sermon. I do. I feel like this one was a sermon. A sermon to myself, honestly. If y'all just happen to hear. It's time to be selfish. You don't have to prove to anyone who you are. Prove to you who you are. Buy those sunglasses. Buy that cologne. Buy that graphic tee. Take that walk. Do those push-ups. Have sex with that woman. Whatever you choose. Go on that date, kiss her, grab her, tell her you want to see her. Whatever. Our damn challenge this week, because I always do a your damn challenge this week. This damn challenge this week is I'm pitching it out to you all, but it's us. The whole point, the whole start of the show is we're in this together, right? So our damn challenge this week do one thing, one selfish thing for yourself. That's it. That you don't consider, I ain't saying be malicious and try to hurt people, but don't consider other people's feelings. Don't consider how the ramifications on how it's going to be. This week, our damn challenge, do one selfish thing for yourself because you deserve to be selfish. It's about damn time that we are selfish and prioritize ourselves. That's all I got for you this week. Until next time, I'll see you. I don't know why I did that. Next week. Thank you for joining me this week on It's About Damn Time. Hey, if you like what you heard, follow this podcast on Facebook, Twitter, and IG, and join the conversation on this week's episode. Link to all my socials in the show notes. You can also show love by simply giving me a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts. And of course, for more blogs, pods, and other digital content, go to thewholedamnshow.com. Until next time, I'll see you next week.